my finish.
Okay, let's finish up and so we can get guys back to
what time is it? 11:20.
Yeah. How long you got?
I need to be on the road by 12. So.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. I thought we should do a newsletter, and we talked about that. I've actually put that on two different places. A letter to inform members of the new board and the officers, and a little bit of what, you know, kind of what we're looking to do yet this winter and for spring on some improvements. Along with that, the ranch house improvement status. I got a phone call while I was in North Dakota that the architect had finished the blueprint plan, so it'd be ready to give to contractors to get bid prices. We need to, and have talked about the, you know, forming a possibly an LLC or something that would be able to finance that improvement. There have been members who have said, hey, if we're going to go get a loan, I'd be interested in loaning money for a portion of that. You guys probably saw some of the emails. Clint Gray, I think he's in Colorado.
Yeah, yes.
He made some comment on that forum about I'd be interested in doing a part of that or something. So I sent him an email just to say, hey, clarify for me what you're talking about. And he just said, you know, if we're looking at $120,000 to $150,000 loan, I would be willing to loan a quarter of that. And so maybe there's four or five people, members of the ranch, or maybe 10 members of the ranch that would come in, you know, make a loan rather than going to a bank, make a loan. Anyway, that's a possibility we need to pursue.
How many lot owners do we have as part of the association?
I don't know. I was thinking about that on the way out. I think
all of them.
Yeah, what I'm thinking, though, is if you had a one-time assessment, everybody hates paying taxes and fees and everything else, but so that we didn't have to borrow any money, and that's why I thought I'd see what we had, that if it came down to $300 or $400 or something each, it's just a one-time thing to help us get the ranch house.
Right. Well, we've got
the general feeling. Is they don't want to do it.
Well, then they need to come up with a way on how to do it. I'm just trying to figure out a way to...
And I don't think that's unreasonable.
Accomplish the mission, you know.
There's there's 300 members.
Okay.
300 lots.
305.
Well, there's 305 lots. There's 300 members.
Okay.
There's, in reality, there's about 295 paying membership, Deer Springs Ranch membership. To raise...
I mean, $300.
We have to get a three-quarters vote.
That's what the other board talked about at the beginning of last year.
That's the big deal.
That's nothing. $300, it spreads it all over, and it's done, and it's over.
We sent out letters to the effect and everything, and we ended up...
Zero response.
Well, we got, I think, $600 is what we got. And that was not $300 per person. It was like, you know, $100 here, $50 there, $200.
No, what he's talking about is the interest of paying for an assessment when they vote for that. I don't think they would.
A one-time deal.
I don't think they would.
We have a hard time just paying our assessment.
I don't think they would vote for it. But I think they'd be... I think we would have a much easier chance if we amortized
it. Plus taxes have gone up.
Well, if you have one lot, you'd probably be more likely to pay a one-time assessment for one lot. But if you have multiple lots and you're having to pay for 10 lots...
300 times
for 5 lots, that, you know...
That's what it has to be, too.
Yeah.
If you own 10 lots, you'd have to pay.
You have to pay 10 times.
10 times that, yeah.
And these members that are offering to do a loan, they obviously have the money that they could do it, but they're offering to do a loan when they heard that we're taking out a loan, but they didn't offer to get money when we were
asking. You could say, well,
they're getting that money.
How many own the bus? 125? 150 owners?
I think there's probably 175 individual owners.
150 owners. And they were assessed, if you just go by, I know I've talked about this before, and it's not a fair deal if you have a certain lot, but I'd be wanting to pay more than $400 for assessment. If everybody that was an owner paid an equal amount, we could get this thing done without...
Well, there's another way to look at it, too. On Don's, assess everybody to give them an option. You pay this much
upfront,
or else you can pay, $50 a year over the next Yeah. 8 years, whatever.
Do you have anything?
A little bit more money. Like special service districts do.
Another thing we can do is once we get the final bid on what that would cost, we could do is we could set out an initial letter and say, we can finance it these three ways. Check mark what you would be willing to do. Then we can set out a vote that would say, this would be the thing that you'd be willing to do. That would probably be at the closest chance of getting us enough votes. Because in any case, we still have to get a significant vote to just do it.
Did we figure $35,000 was going to cost to do that?
No.
$35,000 was the least most we could borrow right
30,
now.
Yeah. $30,000
is the most we can loan.
We're limited to borrow.
Larry, you're going to put that in there.
What is the re-improvement going to cost?
It's going to probably run, I'm guessing, $120,000 to $150,000.
But see, that's the problem with everybody. Buy now and pay later. And so if you put everything, you know, if you give them that option that we'll finance it and stuff like that, I'm just trying to clear it now.
Well, if we did the finance, you just basically, what you would do is you would say, you know, it would be a line item in the budget. And the advantage to that is most of that between depreciation, which because we could depreciate it in our taxes, and the tax write-off that we could do for the interest on it, we probably
wash.
It would be a wash. So really, to us, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if we say did a 20-year loan.
Well, we don't have any problem with write-off, tax write-off, so we have no problem with that.
Well, but we're paying taxes every year. We're paying taxes every year.
But there's no need to. That's what I'm saying. I don't think, to me, you know, as a tax write-off, it's not an advantage whatsoever.
So it just all depends on what we want to do, but I think the membership is not willing to, from what I've heard from people, they don't want to pay it one time.
The membership would probably right off of the bat reject any kind of expenditures like that on a ranch house improvement.
Yep.
There's no benefit to them.
Yep.
There is a benefit, but they don't see it.
Right.
There is an improvement in that even if we lose Ole tomorrow, we need to be able to, the ability to attract a ranch manager, a quality person, and probably a family to stay for the long term. And if we don't have that ability, we're always going to every year have problems. And every year it's going to cost us more money. You know, it's cost us a lot of money just having some of the ranch managers we've had in previous years that we've had problems with. So having a good ranch manager is huge, saves us money, and, you know, we don't have the money problems that we do with things getting stolen or broken or damaged or whatever. So it really does to us to advantage.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could do a situation where if say 10 years from now we have just one ranch manager that maybe a small couple, we can move them into a cabin and use that as a cabin. Or, you know, there's all kinds of things we can do. So
there's a lot of advantage.
There's a benefit. In any case, there's a benefit.
You're upgrading the headquarters, and you're talking about having a banquet room or something like that there.
An area where we can meet.
So you have a big family organization or a family reunion or whatever. I mean, that's there, you know, for them to have their meetings and everything else. I mean, it's to everybody's advantage in a lot of things.
But we have to sell it.
Yeah.
So I think the best way to do it is just send out a letter, initial letter that says
with three options.
Here's the option. Here's the amount it's going to be. Here's the three options we can do it. You guys vote for which of the ones you want, and then we'll put in a vote second to that, and you tell us what you want to do.
And it may even work that you can use a combination of the two. Say 50% of the people say, I'm willing to cough up a $400 one-time fee, and some are saying, hey, I'd just assume you borrow the money and I'll pay an additional $50 a year for the next so many years.
At the very least, that will start a dialogue so that we can communicate with them, because some people we just don't talk to or don't know. They're off in different places. Mm-hmm. But at least if they've been notified, they see that, people will come to us and talk to us about what they'd be willing to do. and at least then we get some options. Because I don't want to put out a big vote and then nobody does anything and nothing happens.
And also put at the bottom that and no response to this means that you're voting for number A, which is non-discriminatory.
That won't fly.
So we're in a position now that we have blueprints that we can send to contractors and get bids. So we can send it out.
So we need an amount.
So as soon as we find out who,
building permits.
What it would cost.
And, yeah,
building permits and everything.
Bids and so forth. And, okay, so when will we know that?
The plan is at Dirk's office.
Okay.
And I just got, that was one of the other messages.
Didn't Dirk say he would follow through on it for us?
He will help. He said, he will help. Continue on with some of that.
So should we know something by the next board meeting, or should we?
I think
we should.
We should get three bids from three general contractors and get what the cost is for the whole package, and then that way we know what the number is.
You need to get a draw rendering of it and the floor plan of it
to send
the small one again to make sure they can see what it's.
You could send
that blueprint to Home Depot and they can do a takeoff, or lumberyard or whatever. For lumber and materials cost, but then also then there's all the other things.
That's your reduction for the.
No. Sorry.
Send it out with the December assessments.
We need to do it before then.
Those go out in November.
If we can do it before, well, let's see.
The sooner the better.
But you get the assessments out in November?
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
It usually goes out,
The budget.
It's usually a Christmas present.
Yeah, the budget goes out usually.
Normally, that's what it's not doing.
But I
think what we should do
is if you got it, have a
package with the letter. Here's what we need to do. We need to sell it. So we need to have a package with a letter that says, explains why we need this. You need to have a couple pages that show some little reduced pictures of the what it's going to look like. Then the amounts from the bid, how much it's going to cost, and then the options. And then have everybody do that or give us a phone number and call us if you've got any other ideas. And then that way at least we know, what are they interested or not. They may all say, screw you, we don't want it. So who knows? But we don't know unless we send that out. So that's the way we got to sell it. And then after that, because either way, whatever we do, we have to get a vote from the board, from the membership to do it. So let's give them the options, and they can decide. And if they want it, then we can do it.
Okay, we need to. Our November meeting will consist of planning for the budget because that should be mailed out.
Yes.
I mean, traditionally we've been mailing it out the end of November, first of December, so they get it prior to the end of the year and be planning.
No, you should have used me, but not about the middle of December.
Well, I'll mail them then, but I'd like
to. If you want to get it done, at least we'll get it out sooner.
Well, I'd like to get as much of the work done as I can in November so that,
It's usually been the board's reason it hasn't gone out. The board trying to come up with their budget.
That's what Brent said.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on item 3 now.
Yeah. 20?
No, we're almost done.
Okay, what I'm just saying is if we can put together some of these ideas and send out a newsletter we should send out some kind of newsletter within the next 2 weeks, letting people know who the board is, who the officers are, and maybe have categories of a couple of committees that they can be thinking about, maybe volunteer, say, hey, yeah, I'd like to be on the cabin committee.
Include all that in here.
The finance, whatever. And a little update on, this is what we're working on toward the ranch improvement, and these are the three options. I mean, we can probably get bid prices in a couple of weeks and be able to send that out to say we're looking at $140,000. And here's how we can do it. We can borrow it, pay it out over 20 years.
It'll just be a line item out of the budget?
We can do an assessment, or we can do, if any of you have $140,000 you want to just give us.
Yeah.
get it out.
Let's have them reply by lot, though, so that we have it. So that way, if there's any, you know, that didn't vote, then we can solicit that and cover everybody's input on it.
Okay. Then
I'm not clear on what you just asked.
When we send out this newsletter, okay, we give them the three options, okay? Put in there that we'd like to have them respond by their lot number, okay? So that we can register that. And then whatever didn't get voted or whoever didn't vote, we can solicit that vote to get their input, okay? Maybe I'll
put an envelope in there.
Yeah.
Put an envelope in there and then write your lot numbers
down. Yeah, write their lot number when
all
they,
that.
When
yeah, we'll have to come up with a form.
It's the same when
you just like a regular vote.
Like you've done your election.
Yeah. Yeah.
No postage stamp on it, but an envelope.
Yep.
Envelope.
Where do we stand on envelopes? And
we're good.
Because we didn't send any out. I don't know, we didn't send any
there was several boxes in that back storage room. Are they still
down here?
Yeah. Let's include envelopes.
At least there was
just no postage.
A year or so ago, we had some in that back
storage. We've been just buying for this past year.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they're in response. Maybe they're in news. I don't know. But there was
a year ago. First keep track of it.
I don't know.
The options are what?
Because we want everyone to
be involved.
I think maybe
yay or nay. No.
What are the three options?
The three options would probably be we're going to finance it with either an institution or individuals, but it would be paid out of a line item from our budget.
We'll put your board just voted in a $50,000 pay raise for each member.
Yeah.
Now that we have your attention, let's go for this.
Second option would be to have a special assessment, and we just divide
an actual assessment,
by number of lots by the total,
total cost. Yeah.
So lots or members?
Lots.
Has to be by lots.
Okay.
Has to be by lots.
And the third one would probably be this one's going to be just paid. This would be a special assessment for the total, $400, $500 a lot. Mm-hmm. This one could be if they want to pay it on
and if we get the amount, then we can actually put in the amount. We can say,
would you rather pay $400 this year, or would you rather pay $40 a year for the next 10 years?
Yeah, and let's put the amounts in there.
Because there has to be an interest charge on that.
Yeah, and then let's also try to figure out what the cost is for the loan and say, this is how much it's going to be in the budget, too. So they have all the numbers. Nobody can say we're hiding the numbers or we're trying to fudge things or anything else. It's all clear.
This first option would be, well, all three of them, I guess, would be we could go to Zions Bank and borrow the money, or we could go to Clint Gray and Don Cox and Taylor Button and borrow the money.
Either way, we just have to change the bylaws that say that we can't loan more, get a loan more than $30,000.
Now, on that loan for $30,000, we already received that, correct?
We have to change.
It's in place, so we haven't used any of that yet.
No.
Right.
So that could be also
part of that. Yeah.
Well,
that would probably save that.
It'd probably be part of either one and three, no matter what.
Right.
And number three, we'd still have to borrow some money.
That could be another option too. You could do it in half. You could say we could do a loan for half the amount and then do an assessment for the other half. So that could be an option four. And that the assessments would cost half as much.
Am I the only board member that doesn't know what this ranch house improvement is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been on the website lately?
Yeah, have you been watching what we're doing?
If I was one of these 150 to 175 owners, and you're giving me three options, there's a fourth option missing, and that's that the improvement project does not take
place. Absolutely, and that would be one of the options.
From where I'm at as a board member, I may see it from a different view. I don't know anything about this improvement right now. And I know the ranch house inside out. I was in it before it was populated. But and with the improvements and things like that. But with just being a member, I would outright say it's unnecessary. Prove to me it's necessary. And then give me options like it says ranch house fundraiser activity.
We did that this year. And there was no interest whatsoever for that.
That's what they say. The idea has to be sold.
Most of us as members of the ranch have been convinced that it's self-supporting, self-sustaining. And that means if you need the money, you bring more cattle out if, you know, there's grazing. If you need the money, you raise crops. And if you need the money, you sell more. Well, there's no more cabins to sell. Mm-hmm. So those things, some of those options may have died. But myself, personally, I wouldn't look for any additional expense as being a member of this ranch. And I would think that the majority of 150 to 175 owners are going to feel the same. A one-time assessment, I could probably survive, but we've lived in Utah for 4 years, and our cost of living has gone so sky high. It's incredible.
That's what I was saying. I didn't think most people would want to do it, even a one-time assessment.
Prove to me, just as a board member, that that is a necessary activity, and then I'll jump on the bandwagon with the rest of you. But if there's,
you know, I think that's what's so hard, because that's an outside view, okay? And those that have dealt with the inside ranch and have the turnover of managers and getting things done and that, I don't know how you get that over to them to give them the same knowledge.
Yeah, it would be an education process.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. As far as what you're saying, I am not sold on the certain project they're doing.
Process.
No, the actual improvement you're going to do, the blueprints. I'm not in favor of that. I'm really not. But I am in favor of something's got to be done at the ranch house.
Yes.
I think we're going overboard with the improvement on it.
On that structure.
Initially, I think it should be smaller.
Initially, we talked about building a whole separate structure, and we were talking this amount of money, and we thought, no, we can't do that because they're not going to go for that, so we went for the $30,000 loan. When initially we were going to go build a separate structure that's new from the ground up and add to it.
I think part of the problem has been, we talked about a separate structure, and part of it is just the reality of people don't realize what does it cost, and so we're throwing out, okay, let's build a separate structure for $150,000. Well, what you're talking about building is a
$250,000-$300,000
structure.
We're talking about log cabins. You can get kits for $80,000. That's big enough to do everything that we need.
But the reality is, you can't get that kit for $80,000.
That's just a shell. If he could even touch that,
you still got $40,000-$50,000 you could put into it.
For any kit of materials you're going to buy, it's going to cost you what I usually figure is double. So, like I was talking about the kit that I'm buying my house.
Something that's half.
Yeah.
We're combining two needs there, and that's what they need to understand. We've got a house, a manager, okay?
It's a summer house.
And a banquet. And then a meeting deal for us, okay? And for the family reunions. I mean, there's different things.
Is it really going to be that?
No.
From what I see, it didn't look like. It looked like it was going to be a private house.
It's a private house with a place for where the board could meet. The board
Well, am I wrong? Is that not going to be big enough to where when we have our annual meetings and everybody, I thought this is what this is about.
And if they have
family reunions and stuff like that.
I wanted to do that.
Maybe if we built the pavilion.
That was my original idea on the whole thing, but
the original
that got shut down.
That we talked about.
Yeah, because it got shut down because of expense. Like
yep.
So this is really only
that's
for
what the letter that
primary.
The dining room in this, the plan that's been drawn, the dining room would be big enough for a board meeting, for family reunion, dinner, small gatherings, not for annual meeting. I mean, it would be more comfortable than our annual meeting last month in the garden cabin, but it's still not,
But here you're still talking about a private residence, and...
Yeah, primarily a private.
Do you want the people go in there in your private residence and have...
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
That's not
going to
happen.
That's what I mean. So I don't look at it. The only thing for me would be just as a board meeting place. Right.
Or a ranch house.
The
improvements on it is that they'll be able to do the laundry there. And they will have 3 extra bedrooms for their family, which ultimately can be used as a bed and breakfast.
Right out.
Bedrooms. They can be rented out to ranch hands or...
Well, people. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For ranch workers or...
Drop-ins.
Individual members, drop-ins that don't want a full cabin, just want a room.
So that's the idea on that, on the improvement.
That's not bad. That one's itself.
Well, and the big problem is that that ranch house is built for a summer structure. And when the ranch was a ranch, the people came up here in the summertime. It's not insulated. This cabin's insulated. This is, you know, this is comfortable. But down there, it's drafty, it's cold, and it's not.
But it's doable.
Yeah. It is doable. But you have to have the right frame
right
of mind
people.
To do
right,
it.
Right people
know,
in
exactly.
There. Not somebody with eight small kids.
Going back to Dave's kind of question of, is it necessary? Well, if we want to continue with the way we've had people in and out almost on a yearly basis, it's not necessary. If
we're looking, and it can cost us a lot of money.
You can't figure a sustainable ranch when you're turning over managers the way we've been doing.
Do you think, personally, that this improvement would give a permanent manager?
I do.
I mean, permanent meaning 3 to 4 years, 6 years.
I do, because
I don't know. Myself would do that. I think it would be. I think it improves your. I think it improves your odds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That part of enhancing it is worth its weight in gold. If you've got a person that can bring a family out here and live comfortably.
Yeah.
And is this only summertime, by the way, or is it shut down in the winter now?
No.
So
they're
going to stay here year round.
But the problem is the way that it is right now. I mean, you know, they've had constant problems with the plumbing not working, the heating not working. They don't have any communication. You know,
well,
it's fairly stable.
Situation we're under right now with Ole and his family. There's no way you're going to convince a wife with eight children to live in that house when they've got.
From, you know,
a different house, 100 miles up the road.
It's not going to happen. But if we have a house that's livable, with things that work, plumbing that works, wiring that works, power, communication, you're going to be able to attract a family. And I think that will be a family would be the best long-term manager, and that would be our best benefit, because we're going to save money in the long run by having somebody here for a long term. If we have somebody here every year, you're not going to have that. It's going to cost us money.
And we really like Ole and his family to stay. I mean, what they can bring to the ranch is proven. I mean, him dealing with, you know, as a game warden, as a, you know, with his knowledge and background is with horse rides and so forth.
I think there's so much training needs to be done.
But see, I think you put that in this letter that goes out, okay, the reason
myself,
for the need, and that's what I think he was talking about.
This chair right now.
No, that's, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we need, you know, the need that, we're trying to cut down on the turnover on ranch hands and, you know, make it to where it's even better for guests to come in if they want a room that's going to be available. See, I didn't even know about that part. So I think it's important to get that out there.
Well,
it
won't be with Ole's family. But
No. But it's a separate deal, you know, off of the deal. So that's a good idea.
And if you don't have someone to stick, then you're going to be with this training issue every year. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You can't have a sustainable ranch if you don't have a manager that is continuing on. It's just not going to work. And when you guys were talking about the cows here, I'm sitting here going, well, but
if we don't have Ole,
because if we get somebody else that's not into
he's
that,
not,
doesn't
they're not
know about
manage
that,
that,
then that's not good. Taylor, could you sit down?
There's lunch.
Does that help with any of the background? As far as why the need?
Actually, I knew that. I've known it for years. Each time I introduce myself to a new ranch manager, I understand their concerns and the reasons. It's just that I'm also a lot owner.
Right.
And I know from the lot owner's point of view, our original reason for picking up on the ranch was that it would be self-sustaining.
Right.
And anything beyond that, and they don't. Most of them don't stop in and go through that ranch house. They don't know what it looks like and what a person's doing out here in the wintertime, throwing bricks, I mean, logs into the stove and stuff like that. It's just...
So another problem that we've had from, you know, that I've tried to figure out is, okay, we have these cabins and we have this infrastructure that was at one time built up and it was brand new. and it's depreciated over a period of years.
Deteriorated.
And deteriorated over a period of years.
Some of us.
Most organizations that set up, like even a homeowners association, what they do is they set up funds, separate funds over a period of time, and you have a holdover fund. So we built this structure. It has a lifespan. See, it has a lifespan of 20 years. So you know that within 20 years, we need to replace that structure, or at least significantly refurbish it. So what you do is you put in your budget, just like you would do in your house budget, and you say, it's going to cost...
If it wears out 2% or 5% a year, you're stashing 2% or 5% money.
So it's going to cost this much a year, and so we build that up, and we say, that's the fund for this, and we put in this amount, so we do it 20, you know, that amount over 20 years, and you drop that in that bucket every year. And so, and 20 years comes down, we pay for it. The problem is we have historically never been able to carry over money at all. It's been all lose it or use it.
That's partly true too, but the fact is
some money has been spent.
Basically, we do not have money to carry over. Time you do take care of what we got here, we haven't got enough money to be putting. You know, 5%, let's say even 2% for each building. There's just not that money in our budget.
What is the current assessment fee?
$434.
And so I can see a day, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, where we're going to replace all of these cabins. Then what do we do? Then everybody's going to come and say, we have to replace all these cabins. It's going to cost. And nobody's going to want to do that either.
I don't like that idea.
So then what do we do? How do we plan for that?
And what is currently, just in a rough figure, the annual budget of the ranch?
What are the assessments? Are
Well, the thing of it is, members would have to accept.
You don't have it. You didn't give you a budget.
A change in the assessment. If there was an expense that was over and above the current expenses, there's no doubt they're going to have to pick up the tab, but they're going to have to be sold on it, and it can't be instantaneous. It's going to have to be over a period of time. I just can't picture how right now you could approach the membership and say, we have a one-time or two or three other options that they can consider and get their cooperation.
Well,
I don't know if he's gotten any of the communications over the past year, almost on a monthly basis.
Actually, I used to get it, and then for some reason it stopped coming to my email. But I would
say 80% of the members already are up to speed on that. This is in the
website or
email, website.
I haven't been using the website.
Website should be pretty well updated.
Well, yeah, that's where we dropped the ball this last year.
It's on newsletters.
And we should have them at least quarterly.
I agree.
And that would at least bring a lot of people that are not up to speed.
Right.
So we need to get the newsletter out. And we need, like they said, to educate.
Well, we have gone from, when I first came to the ranch, there were no association fees. When the association fees began, and
$50,
I knew Dale relatively well. There was reasons like the snowmobiles were being smashed, the horses were being fallen off of, insurance, upkeep for the ranch, all perfectly legitimate reasons. But every one of the members at that time still thought this place was just going to take care of itself, and then all of a sudden the cabins started getting built, and then the cabins needed maintenance and things like that, so the fees have continually gone up a little bit at a time. But most of the members understand what those expenses are. A one-time expense like this is going to take a little bit more selling.
A concern I've got too is once you have you give the members a one-time fee, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, they're doing this one time, but might be 3 years down the road, they're probably going to hit
another one.
Well, that's
another
one. We need,
and that's why I was talking about the whole situation of that, of we have no way of carrying over anything, so there's no way to plan for that. There's no, we're going to get hit with those things,
yeah.
And it's going to happen again and again and again, over and over again. Realistically, this ranch house should have been planned for
20 years ago.
A long time ago.
Well, and this isn't really the first time. These kind of things have been happening on an annual basis since the very beginning. But somebody else has just been paying the bill, and so the members don't necessarily know about it.
Yep.
When Taylor and Barbara's family basically managed the ranch, there was a ton of stuff that came out of their pocket that none of the other members appreciate or know about, or, you know, vehicle expenses, chainsaw expenses, tool expenses.
Yeah, and Dale kicked in a lot, too.
And there's a lot of things that...
I know.
Look what Linda's doing right now.
Some of the members that say, God, the assessment was only $50 or $200, well, if I can go buy diesel and milk for the same price I could in 1975 or 1980, I'd go back to that too, but that's just not reality.
That's what we're trying to do, is move ahead. So.
But we have a cattle business in the future and things like that. We have
and I don't see any future of us doing that if we don't have somebody like Ole. If we don't have somebody with those skills,
you'll find those skills, but you got to hire somebody, let's say you need a place for somebody to stay.
Yeah, for long term.
I'm not worried about those skills like that. I mean, I'm personally not. The people you're going to find will come out here. Most of them have.
If any indication of our last two ranch managers. Our adventures in ranch managers have been any indication, I think that may not be true.
No, I'll disagree.
I think there's people. I agree with Taylor.
I think there's people out there, but how are we going to attract those people?
That's what I'm saying. So you do need,
either way,
you do need,
we have to have a place. Hey, is the question then the size and the scope of that project, and maybe we need to look and see? We've already spent money towards it. And you think it needs to be smaller?
That's about my
concern.
And I was with
or scrap the idea of redoing that ranch and his idea of let's just get something, get it done.
No, the ranch headquarters
get or something, and
the ranch headquarters has to be
over there.
Ranch headquarters has to be where it's at right now. In my mind,
I agree.
That's the only place for the ranch manager to live is right where that ranch house is right now. In my mind, that's the center of the ranch. That's the heart of the ranch.
Where we were talking before isn't only about 150 feet from there. That stadium part where the climbing wall. That's what we're talking. That was the area
right there.
It's not like we were changed into a completely different location.
Another lot or something.
Could be at the ranch.
Well, I don't know what Ole was talking about.
He was talking about
a quarter mile away.
No. We're talking 150, 200 feet.
Yeah.
Just right there where the graders
move. Right there. That's what we were talking about.
Right there.
That's not so bad.
Because then you could see the road coming, people coming in. And.
Well, and the other thing is that you can see the ranch from the road.
And you can see the ranch.
Some people miss it because of that.
Well, that's not a bad location like that, but that was way down there, that hurdy one to be over by the wash.
We had people volunteering to
I think if anybody thinks that maybe that particular project is too big, then the folks that want to try that then should come up with a better project. And say, we can get a log cabin for this much, and here's I'm talking about within the same time frame that we got to get our bids and everything else. For instance, if you get a log cabin, you can get plans, and they all come with it, and you get the cost and everything else, and you don't have to pay an extra X amount of dollars for an architect.
I would have hoped that we could have got some of the work done by my members.
We should be able to.
The advantage of getting a shell.
You can't expect.
That's the problem is people always say.
Because Larry's got carpenter abilities, and Don, you shouldn't expect them to come up here and do it. A lot of the members would. All these guys, they know what they're doing.
That's how it turns out.
That's what ends up happening is it's the same old crew over and over and over again.
And sooner or later you get burned out.
And people just don't want to do it.
But these are unknowns, though. We don't know what's going to come out, but we need to put the feeler out there and put it out there and then let it come back and then then talk about it.
That's a good point.
So,
I think reventing the wheel. You guys have done a lot of work in what you've got going.
Yeah.
And that, last time you start reinventing the wheel, that takes money, and it definitely takes time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We started out initially because we were talking it was going to be a certain amount of dollars, and this project was supposed to be a lot less, and now it's ending up being the same amount of dollars.
Yeah.
Why do we want to remodel?
We went to this project. Fewer things. Yeah, benefit to the ranch, to the ranch.
I just think that, you know, when you get into a remodel, there are things that you're going to run into with, you're talking, okay, we're going to have to redo all the plumbing and all the electrical for the entire structure.
Yeah.
Not just, and when you try to retro something, it takes longer.
It takes longer than it would be to throw something up new. Yeah, it costs more to go and revamp something than this build new.
That's why, and I hate to bring this up at the late hour like this, but we still need to consider this because we know new construction, you can do all the wiring, all the plumbing. And
that was when we went from the standalone different building to just add a couple of bedrooms to the existing house.
That's the thing.
Now we're new roof, new heating area, new huge.
Now, there is one thing there, because my understanding, and I would agree with him, my understanding when we were going to originally do this is to say, okay, first we have the idea of having a kind of a lodge combined with the ranch house, and it would cost about what they were thinking, what Dirk was saying, the cost for this remodel. Now the idea we slided down and said, okay, well, let's do a lot less and let's just add on to the ranch house and we'd save money. From what I can see, that project has doubled in size, and it costs just as much as what we were thinking about doing for the original project. And on top of it, so it costs just as much, but the only benefit is really to the ranch manager rather than having kind of a multi-use project. It would cost the same.
And part of the problem with that is the money we were talking about for the original plan, standalone building, was nowhere near enough. And any of you that want to argue about it, if you can build what you think you're going to build for that price, I'll buy it from you tomorrow. I'm just telling you.
Minimum $60-$70 a square foot,
above that.
We have this mill, too. We were supposed to be able to get lumber that if we want to add on to our cabin structure, whatever, our building, we could have this mill, and we would add on and supply the lumber for certain parts of it ourselves. And
that's not free.
That's the thing is, by the time you go and that was, we all had big ideas that Foley was going to bring in the lumber out of the forest and we're going to mill it. That's just time consumption.
Before you do the, the letter's going to go out talking about some possibilities, but I'd be prepared for a rejection for the most part, unless you come up with an alternative fundraiser to some degree where they can justify it and not have to reach into the wallet and expect that it's going to happen again. There has to be a method, because I've been here and watched things take place like that. There has to be a method that can be done to raise those funds, and if that's offered, it would probably be instantly accepted. But if raising the funds is going to be a membership assessment, it's going to be rejected. Clearly. I don't know all of the members. I'm just saying.
So the best option would be a loan with a budget line in the budget to pay for that loan.
And that's what we're thinking all along.
But you got to get that loan passed through the membership.
But that's what we're thinking all along, is that the one-time assessment was not something people wanted.
In my mind, I'd rather have the one-time assessment.
So then it's done.
It's simpler for me, too, but I think it would be a hard sell.
I agree with you, because I don't like interest.
Well, and I thought it would be easier to swallow if we did the multi-purpose structure, too, because then people would be able to use it, but...
If you're putting up a residence for the ranch manager, in my mind, it's got to be a residence for the ranch manager.
Yeah. No, and it would be separate. Our idea was that it would be a separate, it would be a structure that's connected physically, but it's the private and public parts are clearly separated. So, and it would be easy to see. You know, you're not going to live in a hall. You know, people are not going to walk in your house. So that was my concern.
When well, you know what, I think, okay. Dirt. I think what we need to do is put out the meat again, okay, and say these are the options to do it, okay, and then we'll see how it flies, and go off with that input.
It's got to be sold.
Yep.
Just like, you know, it's like the Smetal Canyon Road to the Milford County.
Maybe somebody else can come over.
I think the membership in general would have went for that. If the idea was sold. It wasn't sold.
You need to put the benefits of it and express the need a little bit and the purpose of why we're doing this. We're trying to look for a long-term manager. We're, there's things we can add to the list.
Of the 150 to 175 owners, how many are users of the ranch, would you estimate?
They come out and
probably know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Probably a third.
At least a third?
Only a third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Well, I think there's about that many that come and use the ranch that never stay in a cabin.
Right.
Yeah,
the cabin's not the big draw for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, the cabin's not the big draw for me.
I mean, the cabin's
more of a... that siphons off more of our...
Yeah, well, I foresee over the life cycle of an owner, you're gonna have people that initially, for maybe the first 5 to 10 years, they'll use the cabins fairly heavily, and then after that, they'll build their own cabin.
Yeah,
and then the cabin use will be less, but everybody bought in to just be able to access this.
Well, actually,
not everybody.
Actually, the last five, 6 years, the cabin was a property, and that's it.
This year
it might have went down, but I know when we was in management, I mean every year, I mean our cabins was full, basically full.
There's a lot more people with their own place now.
I think we've transitioned more to people building on their own property. I think that's where the ranch will eventually go.
It's gonna be more like
and
a
be less and less, more of a homeowner association, less and less of the cabins.
And some of those folks use the cabins for their guests that come up to meet to see them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's still a value, though. You know, you still get a value. You're part of an association that is worth a little bit more than anything that you're doing.
I'm all for that.
So
there is a great value.
My family has been here for at least 18 years. You know? 18 of the best years of raising our kids coming up here and having the cabins when they were built. The fishing, the horseback riding, and traveling in the surrounding area, going over to the reservoir was perfect. Our kids have memories that you couldn't sell, and you know, a lot of pictures and videos and things like that. But I know a whole lot of the members when I originally joined were doing it as investments, and they found out that this is not something that's going to skyrocket from.
No.
The original.
As a real estate investment, I think it's doing the best investments in there. Because prices are low compared to for the value that's
elsewhere. Yeah. No, but the ranch as a whole is a big interest for me. You know, the whole picture, not just the cabins.
Yeah, I think if people buy here as an investment, they're buying for the wrong reason.
But see, if it is just over to a homeowner, you're still going to have the availability of this and your resources that you're creating that's going to be worth something.
I think probably 95% or more of the residents of the ranch, the people that are out here most, are all in favor of this improvement just because they've seen the difference in management over the last couple of years and what the benefit would be to have a long-term family and know and realize that it's ridiculous to expect a family to live out here, to camp out here.
I think they understand the need. But then how do we accomplish the mission? And that's what we're putting out.
I know I know you've probably seen some of those emails, some folks saying, why do we need to build a mansion for Ole? So, what do we do to placate those? because there are some people that that's what they feel that it
is. That's where the selling is going to come from. If you
that's what they think
them,
that is.
It's not a mansion. Their property, their property values would be.
However, I do, having seen the difference between what we had originally talked about and the idea that we would just do a remodel that would cost this little amount and kind of mushroomed into this.
It's growing. Yeah.
That I'm not too happy with.
That's my feelings.
Not too happy with it.
Here we go. If our cabin usage is going down, then why do we need these extra bedrooms? You know, yeah, I can see a lot of times people just need to one night.
Is it really cheaper then to renovate the ranch building versus building a new thing?
Well, I honestly think the ranch house needs to be renovated. I mean,
renovated to its original scope or renovated to expanding like what that plan?
No, not that plan, but it could be expanded. In my mind, of course, I'm not an architect, I'm not a designer stuff, but after living in there and see, if there's a few things that could be done, in my mind, pretty reasonable. And increase the living space, you know, by a lot.
I think you need a good solid base. And this would give us a new structure, something to base, you know, headquarters and everything else. And then the cost of building, I think it's better to do it now than look at what the future is going to bring. Who knows? Exactly. So we need to take the hit now, and everybody needs to ante up and get the thing done. So
it would
have
been less
expensive. I think part of the expanse that we've gone to is to accommodate Ole's family. Now, another ranch manager may not have 8 kids.
Well, I think we need to look at the floor plans, too. I've never even seen the plans and how you're going to lay it out and everything. So maybe we need to start.
Did we get that in the meeting last?
Yes.
I didn't, yeah, but I didn't.
We had them out.
We were holding them up.
Yeah, we had them out last meeting.
My fault, then.
They were there.
What time is it?
It's 10 after.
I'll get it going. I'll get it going.
Right back with him because I'm going to be staying here for the
I need to leave by 12:30.
Okay,
we're going to finish up in 12 in 20 minutes or so.
No, I got to go before that. Can we finish up in 10 minutes? At least part of it.
We're pretty much
the only thing we got left is solar system payment. I thought we had already gone over that.
I just wanted to go through. I wasn't sure with her money wise. I didn't want to get down to the end of the year and have spent money on everything else.
We
don't
can't afford it. Yeah.
So we just.
What you're saying, we owe you, huh?
Yeah, because we had already voted on that we would pay already last meeting.
Yeah, I just needed to.
But we hadn't voted on how, whether we're going to do it this year or over 3 years or something like that.
Part of this year and part of next year.
No, I thought we had the monies available from
that's what I was thinking, but we have to check with Linda on that.
I gave him my
budget. We have enough money in the budget.
And if we're trading Alan's deed cows and not spending that money, that should even make more money available.
Mm-hmm. To a certain degree. You're going to be losing that sale of calves. Coming back in, so I mean it's not a total. You're losing some
in our line item, our budget, our income for the year was counting on a certain amount of money out of cattle sales.
That's right.
So we're to him, so right.
We're still losing
and pulling money from other departments in order to pay that. So. Yeah.
And I can get with you. I won't be back until Wednesday, but I can sit down with you and we can look and say, okay, we've stolen money out of here to cover vehicle expense and stolen money out of here to cover.
And I'll go over it.
Okay. And then we need to find out also about the water system up here. Because if we've got to do something that has, you know, to if the spring is contaminated, then that's going to cost.
Have we resolved that?
No, we won't know until we turn all the water off here. I think he's going to do a test today or this next week. He's waiting to drain everything out and then test the spring itself.
And then what sort of remediation would we have to do to do that?
We'd have to treat the spring if it's a spring.
Yeah, it would be an ongoing treatment process. We don't have to do that at the ranch.
Talking
it's well just pure water.
Scenario.
It's like a well treatment.
So either get a new well.
And what the...
Yeah, either get a new well, drill a new well, or treat the spring on
an
ongoing
basis. An automatic chlorinator is what we're talking about.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. What is it again?
Depending on what the contamination
they had a test
depends on what the
a month ago, a month and a half ago,
the remedy is going to be.
Coliform and E. coli.
It'd be my guess that probably the location of the water test taken probably.
Well, no, we did it. That's what we thought because we did it up here first, and we thought, well, every dog that has come up to the cabins is probably marked that, And so he did another one down below, and then he did another one from inside one of the cabins, and they all came out the same. So the next thing.
But the test they were taking was not a quantity type. It was just it's either positive or negative. And it could be
just right
small there. Parts per million. One part per million will give you a positive test.
Right.
65 parts per million.
So we needed to take a sample directly, to a different lab.
Or directly right out of right
well,
out
we
the
will have to
either way, it needs to be treated. So,
well,
it could
right?
sample the spring and
no,
it,
no, it can be
a certain number.
So many parts, but it's like 65 parts per million.
So now we have to pay
every treat.
So then we need to pay another water treatment company to find the real number.
And coliform is something that happens when water stands.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily.
It can be generated from within your system if it's stagnant.
It could be in the blessing.
We had the storage tank that was filled early in the year and then shut off and set aside as emergency. About the time we got the bad test was when we put that tank online. So that could have developed the coliform. Right there.
And maybe we need to periodically just treat those water tanks anyway. Just being in an effort of quarterly or whatever.
Well, we have to kind of do this all somewhat carefully because under the state regulations, this whole system up here is really illegal.
Well, it's really not on the states.
It's not even on their radar.
They said that it was. They said take it off.
If they looked and wanted to, they would shut it down and say, don't use it.
Exactly. We do not have to have this system even tested. We don't even have to.
We test the bottom one. It's a public system. This one up here is not.
Yeah, but for health reasons.
For health reasons of our members.
Legally, we don't have to.
We need to treat
either way, we should probably be retreating the water, right?
Right.
We haven't had a problem before, so we just need to find out what the problem is.
Exactly.
And we don't know what the source is.
If we send it into a lab for the state, then
if it flags it, then they look